Man can receive nothing. We're sitting here and we're worshiping God. And yet the Bible says that a man or a woman can receive nothing. But you see, what it's talking about is something spiritual. And when you sit here and you sing the song and it creates emotion and all that, will not save you. That is not your Savior. Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world. And so there's a major difference between being eloquent or a great speaker or just have ways about you that are just really smart, you know. I just wish I had that, but I don't, you know. So I just say to you that a lot of the songs, like there was a psalm you just said, it talked about the 23rd Psalm, wasn't it? What was the psalm you read earlier? The psalm. Yeah, I will rest about it at all times. Yeah. And you know, it's talking to the lowly. It's talking to the humble. It's the people who are not like this, but it's the people who humble themselves and come before God. Because, you see, a man cannot receive anything from God except it be given him from heaven. In order for you to receive it from heaven, you have to have the Holy Spirit. Because God's Spirit, he can mix with your spirit, where your spirit cannot reach up to God's Spirit. Because God is the Holy God. And he's way far above us and greater than us. And so, because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he is able to reach into our spirit. Not that he interferes, but his spirit is able to communicate with our spirit, but ours can't with his. So then when we come together, when like prayer is a very important part of the Christian church, of the Christian people. But just because you have a great prayer language does not make you born again. The only way to do that is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and to bow down and say, God, I've done wrong. Please forgive me. Now, no matter how important a person you are in the government, all right, and right now we need some important people in the government, you know. But, you know, the thing is, in so many Christian churches, we have completely forgotten about or pushed aside the Holy Spirit. I was in the church for 36 years. I was born and raised in this church. Never heard about the Holy Spirit. And yet, when I was 16 years old, I was peddling milk with a horse and wagon. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, I would be going to my first call, and I'd be all tired and sleepy and all that, you know. So I take the feedback. You know what the feedback is for a horse? It fits over his head, and when he gets the feed, he goes like this, and the chop runs, it goes up to his mouth, and he chews on it. I put the feed bag in the back of the wagon I'd lay there, because my horse knows where he's going, right? But sometimes I would stand up and thank God and praise God. And now I was not raised this way. And I would literally raise my hands in my wagon, and I would actually sing. And all of a sudden, I began to sing in a language that I had no clue what I was singing. I thought I was making it all up. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit does not necessarily come because somebody's laying hands on you. It's the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon you. And when you give into that and allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and through you, because he can work before you and after you, and in you, and through you. So the Holy Spirit can do all that. So no matter where you are or who you are, He can work through you or in you. And you know, you've got to remember that. Isaiah 55. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as heavens are higher than earth, and boy, that's a long way. So far is my way and my thoughts than your thoughts. So that's very difficult to understand. So if you want to sing and pray in the Spirit like we just did, you can make it happen, you know, on your own strength. But if you really want to worship God, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. And to move that way is to allow the Spirit of God to go beyond your intellect. The human intellect can never comprehend the Spirit of God. Man's thoughts are way below God's thoughts, who are much higher than ours. So to come into the Holy Spirit realm, you have to take a little time aside. So then the Bible teaches us to pray in the Spirit and to pray with your mind. Paul writes that, I think, is it 1 Corinthians 13 or 14? And he says, I will pray both with my mind and my spirit. So if you want to pray that prayer that from John, that you receive it from the Spirit, that the Heavenly Father through His Spirit will give you His prayer, you don't want to just jump into a prayer when somebody asks you to pray. You want to just take a couple of seconds and say, Holy Spirit, what is your prayer? He may have a whole different prayer in mind, because remember, he says that he already knows your prayer before you even pray it. So then when you come to him and you take time to recognize who he is, that was very well done in our service this morning, wasn't it? Catherine led us in a way that she worshiped God and acknowledged who God is and what he's done and what he's doing. And that's what God wants from us, to recognize who he is and what he's doing. Funny part of it is, I've been laid up for a year and a half, and I haven't been healed from my back problem. Do you think God has a purpose for everything? I have never, ever in my whole life spent so much time with the Holy Spirit than the last year and a half. I spend time laying down, and I'm worshiping God, and I'm learning constantly. I have a TV program that I watch, and there's teachers on there, fabulous Bible teachers. And I listen to these guys. They've taught me a lot. And worshiping and just turning it over to God. And so sometimes I get to share a little bit. You know the guys that I have coffee with on Wednesday mornings? Who's here from the Wednesday morning group? Oh, yeah, there's several of you here. I want you guys to know that I am so blessed to just come there and be with you. You've taught me lots, and you get a chance to teach. We all take turns on a Wednesday morning and take 15 minutes, half an hour, and just do a little teaching, and everybody gets involved in the discussion of it. And you'd be surprised how much we can learn one from the other. So it's important for us to understand that what God is trying to teach us. So when I'm laying in my bed, and I have this TV program that I listen to, and you can't get it on your channel, but I can get it because I have some technical people in my office, and Actually, what it is an antenna, and I have a little antenna and installed it in my attic. And I pick up a channel from the U.S. As a matter of fact, you know what the law says, that every TV station has to broadcast without having to go on cable. That's right. You can get on there without cable, and I can pick up channels that you can't get on cable. And of course, because you bypass the cable station, you get a much clearer picture. But these people, this particular ministry, broadcasts all over the world. Every country practically is broadcast on this particular station all over the world. You have no idea how many people these people reach every day on their body. They're on 24/7. And I've learned a lot about ministry from this particular organization. And I thank God for that. But you can learn, because the Holy Spirit is the teacher. And so if you will get into the Word, allow the Holy Spirit, not just read the words, because it's words, just words on paper. But if you will allow the Holy Spirit to take control and you say, God, what are you trying to teach me today? What was God trying to teach us this morning when we worshiped in His Spirit? And Kathy sat and waited with us. Was He speaking to you? Yeah? Was He saying something to you? Would anybody like to share what that is?
I knew He was present. He was letting me know that He was present. That He was looking and listening. And wanting us to trust.
Yeah. Very good. Anybody else? I bet He's talking to lots of people. Yes?
Surrender. Surrender to my will and my ways. My ways are higher than yours.
Yes. Okay, so surrender is a good word. Yeah. Not to be what?
Be fearful.
Oh, be cheerful?
Fearful.
Oh, fearful. Oh, man. Yeah, so, you know, the scripture tells us that fear is right from Satan, you know. That's, you know, don't get a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind, right? But do we get fearful sometimes? So, yeah?
There was a call to repentance in that, too. And I think that's what's going on in the world today, is a call to repentance.
Oh, there you are. I thought that was your voice. A call to repentance. Yes. Okay. What does that mean, a call to repentance? How does that suit for you? How does that sit with you? Let me ask you this. Do you think you always know what you need to repent for? Would it be a good idea then to ask the Holy Spirit to show you where you've gone wrong, so you can say, oh God, forgive me. Teach me, O Lord, the way of Thy statutes, and I shall keep it. So when the Holy Spirit teaches you the statute, it's a lot more, a lot better than remembering. So, you know, we have creeds. For instance, oh, there's Stephen. Stephen loves the Apostles' Creed. I was born and raised with the Apostles' Creed. In the morning service, we recited the Ten Commandments. In the afternoon service, we did the Apostles' Creed. But I hate to tell you this, it doesn't save you. None of that saves you. It's just words or just stuff that we say. The Creed, the Apostles' Creed, has everything in it we really need in our lives. But when it's transferred from here to here, that's when it makes the difference. You see? And when the teachers get it, that's when the people will get it. Because the teachers have a major part in teaching the Holy Spirit. And of all the churches that I've been to, this is the only church that really teaches the Holy Spirit. And lots of it. As a matter of fact, we've had people leave the church because we're always talking about the Holy Spirit. And I thank God that we do. Because the Holy Spirit gets neglected. But when you talk to the Holy Spirit, you're talking to the Father. And when you talk to the Father, you're talking to the Son, because the three are one. So you don't have to address it separately, but you need to recognize that the Holy Spirit has a major part to do in your life, because that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So maybe the next prayer you do, you want to ask the Holy Spirit to do a house cleaning and clean the temple. You live here, Holy Spirit. Please clean my temple. Show me where the dirt is. It's not just an annual spring cleaning. You know, you can ask my wife. She's been cleaning our house now for the last 2 weeks, and every little corner and nook and cranny, because she wants to turn our house over to the new couple as a nice, clean place. And I'm really praying that somehow they'll find Jesus there.
Amen.
Yeah. So they take over tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and we get our new house tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So that means our movers come tomorrow morning. And so they're going to put our furniture and leave it on a truck from Keating. And then we're headed for Souk. And we have this little hotel that we're going to. It's right next to our complex. It's a huge place. It's a famous hotel, and it's lovely. And we're going to stay there for a night. And first thing in the morning, we can just practically walk over. Okay, our place is called Heron View. And it's right off of, what's the name of the road, honey? Whiffenspit. If you know where Whiffenspit is. Yeah. So that's where we are. So if you need our address, just come and see me afterwards, and I'll give you a card with our address on it. You want to come? Our pastor's already got it. You know, he's got everybody stoked up on our Wednesday. You know, okay, let's carpool and go down to the Young's and have our next coffee meeting. Give us a couple of weeks, okay, Ralph? Okay, so now, when the Holy Spirit illuminates the heart, things that you never saw before, except you've read it many times. So I was born and raised Bible teaching. All my life, I was a kid, I learned Bible. But it never stuck with me. But when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, a miracle happened. And it was like that overnight. All of a sudden, my spiritual eyes were open. And the same thing that I read before, now I read, and wow, the illumination is there. And all of a sudden, I got nerve that I never had before to evangelize. At the time, it was 1976. And I was president of the Langford Business Association, which I actually started because I was fairly fresh out of the police department. Things were going there. And would you believe, major discussion was going on about the E&N Railroad. And a politician came and spoke at our annual general meeting for the association. And would you believe, he used God's name in vain from that podium. And when he was done, I said to the people, from now on, as long as I'm the president here and you elected me, if people use God's name in vain from this podium, I will remove them. Now the whole community says, I got religion. But I didn't get religion. I got the Holy Spirit. And it was a life-changing experience. And I've never been the same. And so I'm going to invite you, first of all, to think about the next time you pray a prayer, no matter where it is. Stop for a moment. Let the Holy Spirit show you what you're praying for. Now, I'd like you to do that right now. And when you're ready, pray the prayer that He's showing you. surrender. So those who are watching this morning, I know it's kind of quiet all of a sudden. I'm saying to you, as well as people here, I think the Holy Spirit is saying we need to pray that we experience the Holy Spirit today in a deeper way than we have before. Holy Spirit, we come to you and we thank you for who you are, what you have done, what you are doing, and what you're going to do. And we pray for a deeper relationship with you today. That when you reside in us, Holy Spirit, because we are your temple, that we can experience your presence wherever we are, wherever we go, particularly what we say and do. I pray for your Holy Spirit to come upon this, your congregation today, and give a deeper insight of who you are, that you want more to be a part of everyone's life here this morning. Oh God, we ask you to be present in our lives, in Jesus' precious name.